This is Train for Trade Skills Radio.
You mentioned about your studying commitments, and how did you find studying from home and doing your practical training here?
I think I did find it at the beginning quite difficult. Because you get used to it after a while. You're used to going home and not really doing a lot or something. But then when you start actually getting into it, it's actually really enjoyable.
So after you came to the practical training center, everything started to make sense.
It did. Basically, you get into, when I had a few problems, I would call up Trade Skills and sort of go through it, and they were already there to like, the help and everything. After my first and second week, it was completely decision made. I definitely want to continue on with it, and done like weeks three and four within the same year, and then week five now within a year. Basically, I've done weeks up to five. So.
Do you have any tips or advice for people out there who are listening to this interview and they might be willing to pursue a career in the trades, but they're just not about sure yet whether to do it? What would you say to those people?
I would say do it. I haven't regretted it at all. There were times when I kind of found it difficult. But to be honest, as I've always believed in, there's no pain, no gain, basically. Yeah. So at the end of it, there is going to be something which is going to be great. It's career changing. And that's all I've kind of thought when I'm at home. When you come to the weeks away, it just basically opens your eyes to so many things. So I would say just completely go with it. And worst thing could happen is you get a career out of it and not want to do it, basically. So,
and what is the thing you have most enjoyed in your practical training?
I think it's probably the interaction between the tutor and the pupil, basically. Because as I said, that there are times when you're at home and you're not too sure, basically, what each thing means. But when you're actually in here with the tutors, they explain it to you. If you don't get it, they explain it a different way, and they keep going at it until thing. And I think that they've all been actually brilliant here. So that's probably the most enjoyable bit for me.
Well, you have worked in finance, now you're doing the electrical course. Yeah. What is the big game? What is the big plan for you after you finish your course and become qualified?
I think it is basically to go self-employed eventually. Basically get signed up with an organisation, something like that, like the NICIC registered and everything, something like that. And go self-employed and go out in the world and actually do what I've taught, basically.
Would you like to set up your own business one day, perhaps?
Yeah, that's the ultimate goal. Which is the thing. I've actually got one of my friends who's doing this course as well, and the ultimate goal is to go into joint business with him, so which he's doing all right as well, actually.
Oh, that sounds like a perfect venture for you and your friend. And whatever you do, Adam, we wish you best of luck when you finish your course and when you become qualified. Thank you very much for joining us today.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.